Democrat John Fetterman is viewed more favorably and is more trusted on key issues than Republican Mehmet Oz in the race for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Fetterman's also performing a few points stronger than his party in general. The latest Monmouth University poll finds economic concerns are a bigger factor in voters' Senate choice than rights and democratic processes, but groups interested in the latter are more motivated to turn out at this stage of the campaign. Joining us to talk about the poll is Patrick Murray, the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. What is it about Fetterman that is making him more trustworthy on the issues?
Well, this is not a one-person race. There are two components to this. So Oz has significant unfavorables. There's just a lot of negatives that many voters feel about him, which helps Fetterman make the appeal that has been successful for him in the past, that he is someone who gets what the typical Pennsylvanian goes through on a day-to-day basis. So you combine that with Oz's negatives in the sense that maybe he isn't everything that he promises to be. We see a little weakness for him among some Republicans who will probably vote for him in the end, but not as enthusiastically. That seems to be the key there, Fetterman is a known entity for Pennsylvania voters. He is somebody who basically speaks their language. So that gives him, a bit of an edge and a reason why he's running ahead of the Democratic fundamentals in that state.
You indicated in your survey analysis that the economy might help Oz, but Fetterman has enough appeal to counteract that. Talk a little bit about why you think that's so.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing across the country, people are concerned about the economy. They're concerned about inflation. While some of those concerns have dampened over the past month or so, they're still high and they're still the number one issue. And that's what's helped Republicans all along in terms of, setting the basic framework of this midterm, which is, Republicans should be doing better than Democrats. The Democrats as a whole have been coming back, but the Fetterman, again, seems to be doing even better than what we're seeing among Democrats in general. And I think that just simply has a lot to do with the fact that he's been successful as painting his opponent as out of touch and someone who doesn't understand what kind of pain that normal Pennsylvanians go through. So even if they're not happy with the Democrats in charge on the economy, and when you talk about a one-to-one matchup between two candidates running for U.S. Senate, they trust Fetterman more than they trust Oz.
How much of a factor do you think the former president is playing in terms of being either a positive or being negative baggage for the Republican candidate?
Well, he's both positive and negative. And there's nothing different that's happening in Pennsylvania that we don't see happening elsewhere, except maybe in a question of degrees. The thing that we see, and we see this everywhere across the country, former President Trump is really the face of the Republican Party. And so that has set a kind of a dividing line between people who will definitely vote for the Republican because of that and those who will definitely vote against the Republican because of that. There are some questions, though, about Dr. Oz. Is he on the same team as Donald Trump? That doesn't always translate. Certainly, when we look at some other candidates that have been nominated by the Republican Party, some of them are much more significantly in the Trump camp and have drawn that kind of attention. We even see that with the Republican nominee for governor in Pennsylvania as well. And that seems to be even more of a drawback. So, while Dr. Oz is not getting the true believers, he's probably going to get all the Republicans in his camp anyway, as long as they turn out. But maybe perhaps he's not hurt quite as hard by President Trump in terms of the few voters that are still left in the middle. And the problem, though, is that he's got his own negatives to deal with that he's overcome. If he was a much more positive rating from voters, that he probably would be able to thread that needle like we saw in last year's Virginia governor's race, when a Republican nominee, got the Trump support, but still presented himself as someone down the middle and was able to win in that race. It doesn't look like Mehmet Oz is able to do that right now.
And what about the issues of gun rights and abortion rights that you seem to indicate they're not high priorities for Pennsylvanians, but they are for some people within the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I mean, these are motivating factors for some key Democrats, and this might overcome what had been a Republican motivation and enthusiasm advantage earlier in the summer. The Supreme Court cases on their decisions on those two cases and guns and abortion seem to have heightened voters for whom I'm starting to think that that is a major concern. You know, one of the things that we see for Democratic voters is they're not putting as much emphasis on the economy, in part because the economy hasn't been doing as well as some people have hoped under Democratic control, but they're able to find other issues that they are enthusiastic about. And that's a concern about a loss of abortion rights, a concern about gun violence. And those are the things that seem to be driving them to out to potentially vote and have offset what would be a normal Republican advantage in this environment.
Patrick Murray is the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Okay.
This is Steve Lubetkin, State Broadcast News.